ABC Radio Australia.
More than 100 kilograms of cocaine bricks have been found floating in waters off the Philippines' east coast in recent weeks, and now police say they believe that it's part of a larger shipment that was seized in the Solomon Islands and Papua New Guinea last September. Police believe the drugs were being shipped through the Pacific on their way to be sold in Australia. Now, despite the size of the bust, police say that it represents just a small fraction of the total drug trade. And now police from Australia and New Zealand have joined their Pacific counterparts in an attempt to thwart the rapidly expanding drug trafficking business, as Bill Bainbridge reports.
Last November, New Zealand police made their largest ever seizure of cocaine. The 190-kilogram shipment was intercepted after transiting through the Pacific.
If we are seeing seizures like 190 kilos of cocaine, then, you know, we're quite aware that we will be missing other similar seizures.
Commander Sharon McTavish is the Manager Pacific for the Australian Federal Police. She says a newly formed task force will bring together Australian, New Zealand, Fijian and Tongan police to try to disrupt organised crime groups moving illicit drugs through the region. It's an issue on the agenda during New Zealand Foreign Minister Winston Peters' visit to Fiji this week. He's told New Zealand Radio he'll be looking to increase intelligence sharing to combat the rising tide of drug shipments.
So we can share information and be far more effective in protecting the security and safety of our mutual populations.
Mike Bush is New Zealand's police commissioner. He says the Transnational Serious and Organised Crime Pacific Task Force has been formed to combat the increasing cooperation between organised crime groups trading methamphetamines and cocaine, both in and through the Pacific.
They have nexus and networks right through the South Pacific. So some of them could have a presence in the islands. Some definitely have a presence in New Zealand and Australia. And it's that networking in a way that they've never really networked before that keeps us on our toes. We've got to be ever vigilant to that. Makes them more effective. So we've got to continually step up the game to combat their activities.
The Australian Federal Police's Sharon McTavish says while Pacific countries are part of the transit network, much of the profit from the drug trade ends up in Australia.
Australia is a big consumer of narcotics. And of course, we're seeing that a lot of the source countries for these narcotics, particularly cocaine, is coming from South America. So you've kind of got your South American producers or suppliers. You have got your demand coming from the Australian end. And of course, you know, we do identify and acknowledge that there is smaller markets in the Pacific that are also end users of narcotics. But certainly Australia is a big consumer of these narcotics, and a lot of the money that is coming out of them is going into organised crime groups operating in Australia.
Police say they hope to send the message that the Pacific is no longer a safe haven for criminal organisations. So far, only four nations' police forces are participating in the task force, and it's funded for just 12 months. But New Zealand's Police Commissioner Mike Bush says they hope other nations will join.
But we launched this at something that we call our Pacific Island Chiefs of Police Executive Forum, which was held in Sydney recently. And many of those nations were represented there, so they're very aware of it. They know we're keen for more of them to join, but we'll continue to reach out